A blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good day, dear listeners. Once again, it is a privilege to be able to share with you a message from the Word of the Lord. We trust that you will receive it gladly and to be able to use it in your life to be what God wants you to be. If you say that you are a believer in Christ Jesus, if you say you are a Christian, then God calls for certain standards of you. As we've seen in the book of Colossians, if he then be risen with Christ, you need to live a certain way. And then he gives us a list how we need to live. And we said last time how God gives us this so we can live a life that's pleasing to him. We can live a life that is cause us to love our neighbors and others, our spouses, our children, our parents, our employers, our employees, everybody. There would be a life of love. And also it will help to prepare us for the coming judgment when we shall all stand before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive things done in our bodies, whether good or bad. We said that within this, the list of things that God gives us to do and to live, the three that stands out certainly is that of love. But also there's a life of peace. We need to live a peaceful life in this world, not one of conflict. As we said, we don't want to be like others who, as soon as somebody says anything against our God, we go to fight. No, we fight spiritually. We go to pray. We pray on their behalf. We pray God not to kill them or anything like that. We pray that God would save their souls. We pray God would have mercy on them. That's the way of the believer. The way of the believer is forgiveness. The way of the believer is compassion. The way of the believer is to desire that person to make peace with God. And then God wants us to live a holy life. Now, if we live a life of holiness, then we will be like God. We will please God. He tells us, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, all the moral laws that God has given us deals with holiness. The sins that we should not commit, or the things that we should do that are righteous, those are holy laws. We will be saying some things about holiness during this broadcast and the ones to follow. We trust that you would listen carefully as to what God wants you to be. Because one of the things that is really hurtful as a preacher, as a believer, is that when we see people who say they are Christians living lies and even saying things publicly that are not biblical, that is against the whole tenor of the scriptures, and they bring a bad name on Christianity, it's only the mercy of God that they continue to how they are, because God wants to bring them back into the fold. Without doubt, one of the greatest needs of the believer, of the church, is that of holiness. In the Old Testament, the high priest was supposed to walk with a message written on him, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. We have a chorus that say, holiness unto the Lord is a watchword and song. Over and over, the Bible calls for holiness. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, it tells us that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Be holy, for I am holy. And over, it talks about holiness. Oh, that our prayer would be like that of the psalmist in Psalm 51. Create a clean heart in me, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. God calls for Christian holiness. It has been an attribute which in some circles has not been emphasized or zeroed in because we train to do something to attract people to come to our churches, and we let down our standards in order to have the crowd. We prefer to displease God and have a crowd rather than please God. And if the crowd wants to come to in a place where there is holiness and the preaching of righteousness, then they will come. But we must always seek to please the Lord. Now remember, when we preach and when we say anything about living a right life, we must also say it with a right attitude. There must be the spirit of compassion and love as we speak of holiness and righteousness. However, we should not compromise holiness or righteousness for any other thing. And that's the reason why today in the church, generally speaking, in Christianity, there's hardly any difference whatsoever in the types of songs we hear people sing, in how people dress, in the standards that they have. There is such a mixture of things that you can't tell the world from the church or the church from the world. Oh, listen, dear believer, you need to live a life that is right before God. And if you know the church you're going to is not holding up those standards, you need to do something about it. I say in the spirit of love and kindness, the spirit of the holiness of God, you need to talk about that to your leaders, or as a leader you need to talk about that to your congregation. Dear friend, if you're not in a church where holiness is emphasized and where the world is coming in, you need to find a church where holiness is emphasized, where God wants you into Him. Listen, dear friend, God will not hold you guiltless if you don't live a life of holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Holiness is a very important aspect of the Christian life. Be holy, for I am holy. In worship, we need to worship the Lord. The Bible tells us in the beauty of holiness, Psalm 29:2. It tells us in 2 Chronicles 20:21, praise the Lord in the beauty of holiness. A lot of what I see, dear friend, of how people say they worship God, certainly cannot be holy. Not with a lot of the way I see them moving their bodies vulgarly. Not the way I see them falling down and throwing on themselves, and people have to cover them down. That cannot be holiness, dear friends. You call it what you like, and whatever experience that you felt good when you were doing that, that is not holiness. And the only thing that will please God, and that can please God, dear friends, God wants us to worship Him in the beauty of holiness and to praise Him in the beauty of holiness. It is rather surprising as you go through the scriptures, the amount of things which are referred to as holy in the scriptures. And God goes right through in everything that we do. He wants it to be holy for His honor and His glory. Whether it be the earth, or whether it be a day, whether it be a garment, whether it be a crown, or there's an oil, or whether it be a name, or a tithe, or habitation, or vessels, or the ark, or the offerings, or the seed, God refers to them as many times as holy, everything. God wants us to sanctify our whole bodies to Him, and our whole beings, and everything that we have. It tells us in the book of Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. You do that which is right, in other words, that He may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Him, because that is all God is going to accept. That's all God can accept, because our God, holy God, as a cherubim cried out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." We must see God as still the holy God of the Scriptures. That God requires that of all His children today and the places we go to worship Him. It tells us, "Be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." See, holiness, dear friend, is a great call for the church today, for the believer, to live a life that is pleasing to God. And that's the reason why God says, "Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not," over and over. He tells us how to use our lips, our tongues. He tells us how to use our minds. He tells us how to use our hands and our feet. Must be given to that which is righteous and holy, sanctified unto the Lord. Dear believer, if you say that you love God, then you need to come out of the sin that you're in. You need to make a decision this morning that the relationship that you know is not according to God's will, and that you're living in adultery or fornication or in revelings or drunkenness or whatever other area of sin, and you know that, you're struggling in it. God wants you to come out, and oh, by the power of God, that you would bow your hearts today to before God wherever you are and cry out and ask Him for forgiveness. For if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yea, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, that you would come out of your sin today, come out of your unrighteousness and enter in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Be holy for Him, holy. God calls us to a life of peace, and God calls us to a life of holiness. If you say you're a believer, then live a holy life for the honor and glory of God. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us for our sins. Oh Lord, thank you for the facility of our Lord Jesus Christ that can cleanse us from all sin. Speak to the hearts of your children today and bring them to that place of humility and repentance of sin and turning away from that sin. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, dear listeners, as you've heard the message from the Word of God and you need help to come out of your sin and to live a holy life, or you would like someone to pray with you, you desire to live that life that's pleasing to God, call us at 427-1054. That is 427-1054. Or write us and let us know of your need so we can send you some literature. Or come visit us at one of our churches where we will be glad to take God's Word and help you. We invite you to the Grace Bible Church in Birds River Deacons Road. Their service morning at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. There's a Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, St. Michael. Services begin 8:30 every Sunday morning. 8:30 every Sunday morning. There's a Sunday school session after every morning worship service, and we have a class for every age. So you can either come with your children or please send them along, so that we can teach them God's Word and tell them about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can know Him as Savior. Every Sunday night at 7:15, we have services in each one of our churches. Every Sunday night, 7:15. Then we all have this church in Colleton, 6 Men, St. Peter, where their services begin 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, and 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward to seeing you. Until then, we trust that you will have a good day, and may God richly bless you.